After 31 years of reporting the news, arts, and quirky stories in Charlotte, the city's alt-weekly Creative Loafing has printed its last issue. The paper's former publisher sold the company to his son, and the paper will now be digital only. This was a surprise to readers and staff, who are now all out of a job. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia sat down with the paper's former editor-in-chief.
Creative Loafing was the paper you grabbed to find out what cool new band was playing in Charlotte, or about the latest art exhibit. It was also a place for the news. Coverage included stories on tough subjects, like sexual assault, to the city's civil unrest in 2016, to homelessness. It was where you went to read the strange and unusual stories about the city's underbelly. Bringing the weird to Charlotte readers was part of Creative Loafing's motto, shelter from the mainstream. Those are words the paper's former editor-in-chief, Ryan Pitkin, tried to live by.
I've always really tried to follow that as much as possible, and that's what it is. It is the things other people aren't talking about.
Writers for Creative Loafing had a finger on the pulse of the city. It was edgy at times, but it was that writing that captivated Pitkin from a young age. He says he started at the paper in 2008 as an intern, left for a job opportunity, but eventually came back. In 2015, he became the news editor, and in August, named editor-in-chief.
Been reading this paper since I was 9 years old, and I was just so excited to have this chance to sort of bring it my own direction, and I really wish I could have done that a little longer than 3 months.
Pitkin says there were signs in recent months that some kind of change was coming. He says they were told to back up content onto servers. Pitkin says he had to fight to keep his freelance budget. On Tuesday night, he says he got an email from the paper's publisher saying there was no wiggle room on tomorrow's print deadline.
Right after we sent it to print at noon, at about 12:04, we all started realizing that our emails were locked. And we sort of all started to see the writing is on the wall right at that moment. And then 5 minutes later, our publisher, who doesn't even live in Charlotte, knocked on the door, said we need to come in the conference room and meet. He told us, basically, you guys are all out of jobs. I've sold the brand to my son, and none of you guys will be a part of this.
Did he seem apologetic at all, or say, like, I'm sorry that this is the way it's going to be, but...
He did. He did in his way that rich, unaffected people do. He just said, you know, I'm sorry. I really tried. Wish I could have sold this paper. We asked him, how is the paper not sellable? If he was really apologetic, he would have given us some sort of notice, some sort of severance, some sort of chance to maybe sign on for this weird digital thing that he's building.
In a phone call, Womack said it was an honor to have been the publisher of Creative Loafing, but he said, quote, nobody closes a successful business. He said he had encouraged the staff to contact the HR department about cashing out vacation days and possible severance. Pitkin says severance was never mentioned. The last issue of Creative Loafing, which hit the stands on Thursday, had the headline Ride the Blue Wave. It's an election-heavy issue. Pitkin has several articles in the paper, ranging from politics to the arts.
If you had known when you were writing those articles that this was going to be the last issue, what would you have wanted your last article to be?
Ooh, wow, Sarah. That's deep.
Pitkin says in some ways, he sort of wrote it. It was in the second-to-last paper, the Best of Charlotte issue. Readers vote on many things, from their favorite yoga studio to news personality. And I should say that WFAE received 2 Best of Charlotte awards this year. So in that issue, Pitkin wrote a love letter of sorts to his staff.
The whole thing was based on showing love to my staff, and that's who I care about. There are people like... There are people like Dana Vindigny, Courtney Mahosik, and Pat Moran. I can't really put into words the work that we did each week together. And they're just amazing. And that would have been basically the last article. And also the sales staff.
As for this new digital-only version of Creative Loafing, former publisher Charles Womack said content will be provided by freelancers, maybe even from former Creative Loafing writers after the dust settles. Womack added he felt like he put everything into the business, but that it was, quote, a sinking ship. It just didn't make financial sense anymore to continue. As for Pitkin, he wants to keep covering the city, hopefully in the same way Creative Loafing did. He's nothing but proud of the publication. It's a ship he was happy to man. sinking or not. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.